Here's another performer I want to tell you about, Pavel Lyon. At a recent concert, the musician told the crowd he wanted to share a song from his Soviet childhood, exactly as he remembered it from the old vinyl LP. Nope, nothing wrong with your audio feed. It's just part of the act for Lyon, who performs under the name Soy Korolenko. Here's Dina Prichip with a story from Portland, Oregon.
When most Americans think of Russian literature and culture, they think it's thick novels full of weighty meditations on faith and fealty. And it is. But it's also funny.
Russian literature and culture has a big tradition of humor and satire and parody. It's always existed, starting even from Middle Ages, such as Skomorohi, wandering minstrels, and spoofers.
Pavel Lyon was born in Russia to Jewish parents. He's based in the U.S., but he's just as likely to be playing a festival in Krakow or a club in London. His songs, in English, French, Russian, and Yiddish, build on this playful tradition. The result is something between Weird Al and Dostoevsky. Like here. He takes a sentimental Yiddish song about learning in the old country and turns it into a song about stifling teachers, the sort of rabbinic version of nuns with rulers.
If you do not want to pass the ordeal, I'll beat you black and gray.
And then, out of nowhere, but in a way that seems to make total sense, it turns into this.
So we don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
For a Soviet kid growing up in Moscow in the 70s, discovering the language of rock music was something of a revelation. But despite Lyon's love of language, the first Western music he embraced was something not generally known for its lyricism.
We first fell in love surrounded by disco music. We first made friends surrounded by disco music. Boney M, ABBA, Eruption. It's sexy. But apparently simple, it is still sophisticated because it's not that easy to find the proper beat to make people feel like this stupidly joyous and happy, you know? It's a big deal.
Lyon's music clearly keeps the same sense of joy, even when discussing some pretty harsh realities.
Why did they kill Pushkin in the wood? Why did they kill Pushkin? He was good, Russian rhyme. Why did Pushkin have to die? You wanna know the reason why they killed him? 'Cause they could. Why did Pushkin have to die? You wanna know the reason why? So listen as you should.
While his humor can sometimes be a little biting, Lyon emphasizes that he's not concerned with politics or satire, because ultimately, that's not what he sees as important.
Satire and sarcasm are ultimately negative feedback to something. And I am trying to be hyper-positive, because we know how to reject, we know how to deny. So therefore, positive humor, soft humor, is something precious that we have to cherish and preserve.
And throughout Lyon's work, it's that soft humor that comes through.
I'm a Jewish guy. Everybody hates my people. I wish I knew the reason why.
While his songs play around with differences between languages, between cultures, between political systems, ultimately, they're about the places where it all overlaps and where we all speak the same language. For The World, Dina Prichip, Portland, Oregon.
I'm a Russian guy, Russian accent. Everybody hates my country. I wish I knew.